This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by eBags. Your journey starts here. Save $20 off of $99 with code GWNEBAGS16 at eBags.com. Midphase, they know what you need to get your website online. Save 20% off hosting with code MMANUTS20OFF. Save 20% off with code MMANUTS at ProtectTheBed.com. Defense Soap, used by more champions in more countries than any other brand. Save 15% off with code MMANUTS. Hey fans, it's MMA Nuts, episode 302.
302!
My name's Ingo Weigold.
Matt Grove at the MMA Show. By MMA fans, for MMA fans, we're walking line between serious and ridiculous. It's cracking.
Well, we've been on vacation.
Yes.
How was your week, Matt?
Phenomenal. I was in the glorious city of Bayfield, Wisconsin.
You don't say.
Relaxing. Mm-hmm. Cliff diving. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll post a picture that said epic cliff dive. Mm-hmm. Swimming through sea caves. Mm-hmm. Kayaking. Mm-hmm. Which is interesting.
Okay.
You have both your daughters in a three-person kayak and they're fucking arguing in front.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and then the guide, I guess there's a pump, so if you were to roll your kayak, it comes with a water pump so you could pump it up. So then they want to tell my youngest daughter, who's riding in the middle, hey, you can use that to shoot people, like a water gun. So they're teaching her to shoot it. So then, of course, she wants to shoot the daughter in front.
Oh.
Not too happy.
Probably didn't go well.
No, not so much. So then that one's like high stroking with the oar to have the water drip down on her head. Mm-hmm.
Like, will you two fucking stop it?
Seriously.
Like, let's just chill out. Let's have some
brained one.
I can't reach you up there.
Was
I
it
could
that
reach.
Big?
Well, yeah, okay. I could reach the one in front of me with my, you know, paddle. Poker. Like, hey, stop it.
Yeah.
Both of you fucking stop it.
Kids,
I'm talking.
Just paddle. Once they start, it's hard to get them to stop. Like,
yeah,
you know, the bickering and all that, the back and forth.
And it's not like you can just pull the kayak over because you're in the middle of the fucking lake.
That's right.
Like, ah, fuck it, just paddle. And you got to try to stay in unison. So the person in front has to paddle, and my daughter's paddling too fast for me to keep up. But can you take it down a notch? Just a little bit.
She's probably excited.
Yeah. I don't know. I think she's getting irritated. Huh. It's too much action, I think, in the water.
Okay.
A little too wavy, but
probably kind of gets your adrenals pumping.
Yeah, I think she was afraid we were going to roll that fucker, but.
Well, what would be the worst case? You're wearing life vests, right?
Yeah, I mean, and wetsuits, so.
Yeah, so.
Nothing's going to happen. You're going to float like a son of a bitch.
Yeah.
And then if you get trapped under, you're not going to get trapped under. Both of them know how to swim. And
there's no sharks.
I'm right there. No.
It's all good.
No.
Sea urchin.
Got a little bumpy, but.
Yeah.
Like, well. Hey, just go into the wave. Mm-hmm. You don't want to go parallel with the wave because that'll fucking roll you. You're just kind of going into it. It's easy. It wasn't like epic waves either. You're talking
like
maybe
10-foot swells.
Like a foot at best.
Oh, okay.
At best, a foot.
I'm sure it felt worse than it was. Though.
Yes.
Yeah. First time?
Yeah. Last time, too. It was the first and the last every time. But
it looks like fun. But
yeah, I thought it would be more fun than it actually was because we're going through caves and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it would be more. I was thinking maybe 90% spending time going through these caves and like a cave tour.
Okay.
It was more like 0.1% going through caves.
And the rest is paddling.
Yeah, just paddling. You're just fucking going and going and going.
You got a nice workout, though.
Yeah. Just a little sweat.
Got a little tan.
Yeah, sunburn on the head.
Nice.
Like, yeah, we forgot the fucking lotion. Like, fuck it, we're getting burnt.
Okay.
But the only thing showing was like, it's almost like you're wearing a wrestling singlet.
Oh, nice.
But it goes tights all the way down to your ankles.
Okay.
And, yeah, so both arms are exposed. You're like, whatever.
Nice. Paddling along. Okay.
Yep.
Good times, though. Northern Wisconsin's beautiful.
Yeah. Very laid back out there.
Mm-hmm. Eat some cheese.
That's all I heard on the fucking radio. It's the big cheese, fucking cheese, Wisconsin. Blah blah blah.
I love cheese.
Like, will you guys shut the fuck up with your cheese talk?
Cheese and beer, those are the two important things.
And that's the funny thing. That's all I saw on the way the drive. I'm like, it's fucking cheese and bars and fucking motels.
They have the most bars per capita in the whole country.
There's no bullshit.
Yeah, oh,
like
they do.
Literally every mile, there's Billy Joe Bob's, you know, side shack.
They
or
eat
whatever.
So much cheese though, they gotta drink beer to fucking.
Well, there's nothing out there. That's what I'm thinking. Like, what do you do?
Up.
What do you do if you live
cheese
out here?
And drink beer.
I think the town that we stayed in, I want to say the population was 473. Oh, good Lord.
Is that with you guys in it?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. This is not even counting the vacation tours. Like, holy shit. But a good place to check out. It was a nice 7 to 8 hour drive each way. And surprisingly an easy drive. I didn't realize, you know, you go into these trips, you're like, oh, man, I got X amount of hours. But fuck, that was easy. Maybe because I was all on painkillers the whole way.
Okay. No, I've been up to Green Bay a few times. No, it's literally, I think it's usually, once you get, did you have to go through Milwaukee?
I don't remember, because I was just so
this guy, like,
in the zone.
I was like, driving, I was like, where are we? Oh, we're in Wisconsin. Ooh.
No, because it's just an hour thing to me. I'm like, well, how many hours, how many miles? And then I'm always looking at the fucking telephone telling me, oh, you've got 400 miles, but it's going to take you X amount of hours. And now I'm looking at my speed going, how the fuck, I'm going 80. I should be there in 3 hours, and this fucking thing's telling me it's 5. But then you realize that when you get closer to where you're going, the speed limit drops to 25, like, because there's only one route. So you had to go through three towns where the speed limit was 25. I'm like, Jesus Christ. Okay. Mm-hmm. So the maps were right. And then the Google Maps, I still have to give them a lot of credit.
Pretty good.
Because, fuck yeah, they'll reroute you if it sees, red in the map, like a big traffic jam. It's sending you just off the road to go. It's like, hey, save 16 minutes by taking this alternate path.
Yes.
It's parallel to the road.
Automatically,
yes,
or you just click, you have to click
You have to click it.
Okay.
And then we did that, and I'm like, man, I avoided like 99% of all the traffic.
Yeah.
So beautiful. So good times.
Love it. And I'm assuming you saw some stars?
Yeah. I got to do that the last night. We just went outside. Me and my youngest daughter, I just laid down and the difference between here in Illinois and out in, you know, bumblefuck Wisconsin,
huge.
Night and day. Like, I don't even know what percentage brighter, like maybe 5 times brighter out
all,
there.
You
it's
can
crazy.
See all the little dots too, right?
Yeah,
it's beautiful.
Yeah, so it was nice just to, like, we found a dark parking lot and just lay down. Mm-hmm. Like, hopefully no one runs us over. This is the only place I could find without lights. Like, we're laying down, checking out. So
cool,
good
man.
Times.
I'm glad you got a chance to get away.
Yeah, it was one of those impromptu things, not planned. And like 2 week notice, wife says, hey, I'm going to go on vacation.
Potty time.
Okay. Well, let me get that done.
Yeah.
Let's do this. So we are back.
We are back.
We had an epic throwdown, fight pass, cookout.
Yes. Last Saturday.
Yeah.
At my place, my family was out of town on vacation and left me home. So. Decided to have a little shindig. It was cool because Fight Pass actually allows you to go there and you can search by all kinds of shit, like fighter or event or whatever you want to do. And we'd posted a thing on the underground asking for some ideas on some of the most epic fights in history, right? And we had gone and started going through some of these. And the big thing we noticed that was like the theme of the night was like, oh, I remember this being a lot more exciting at the time. and it wasn't, because a lot of the fights that we saw were kind of, there was a lot of lull in the action. So maybe we're spoiled now. I don't know what, or.
I think our memory is just fuzzy because you remember it. Huh. I think you remember the finish more than the fight. Mm-hmm. And then you go back and like, fuck, that wasn't that good of a fight, but the finish was awesome.
Yeah.
And I think one of the interesting ones was because you also get to see a young Bruce Buffer, a young big John McCarthy. Like, Jesus Christ, look how young these guys
are. Young Joe Rogan with hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we watched that Keith Hackney versus Joseon fight.
Oh, yes.
And Joseon comes out to the octagon with a fucking, 8 foot by 8 foot cross. Yes. They had to weigh like over 100, maybe 200 pounds. He's just dragging it out. And I think he's gassed out by the time he gets to the cage.
Yep.
And then Hackney proceeds to, you know, deliver, you know, a good 10 shots to the balls. And then I think the corner throws the towel in to stop the fight. And
brutal, those first few UFCs. Crazy, man.
Yeah, bare knuckles, wear whatever. And, you know, we're showing Keith, one of our friends, you know, here's Hoist Gracie versus Art Jimmerson wearing one fucking boxing glove on his jab hand. Mm-hmm. And what the fuck is going on here? This is bananas.
Yeah. And there was one fight where the dude absolutely destroyed the other guy, like mauled him.
Pat Smith.
Yes.
On Scott Morris.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I remember that one. That
was crushed his guy's
vicious ground and pound. And Smith stopped it himself. And then Morris gets up. He's trying to walk, and he's all retardedly fucked up.
Yeah.
Falling over, face
crazy,
a mess.
Oh yeah, it was horrid. But it's cool.
What do you think the best fight was that we watched?
What did I like the best? Jeez, that's a tough one. I'm trying to remember now. God, which ones did we... maybe...
I think it was the last one that you pulled up. It was Roger Huerta versus Leonard Garcia.
Oh, that was crazy, yes. Yeah.
That was a fucking barn burner war. Back and forth, back and forth.
Just we forgot some, too. Like, we should have watched Clay Guida versus... Yes, man.
What's Diego the Sanchez.
That was remember that first round? I was up north at one of my wife's... friend's wedding at the time, and we had just had our son, and she was off doing whatever, and I was like stuck in the hotel room because he was like 4 months old or whatever, and I remember this come on, I'm like, oh my God, this is the greatest. I was like, these guys are killing each other. This is the only thing that was working on TV. Yeah. So that was a good fight there. Yeah, but that last one was good. I don't know, there were so many good ones. And
who's that with that Don Fry and I forgot the other guy. They were just hockey punching each other. Oh, like, yeah. Let's just grab each other and fucking gank.
Yeah, fine. Rampage Vanderlei Silva. We watched both of those. We should have watched Rampage Vanderlei Silva UFC, though. That was a good one, too.
Yeah, because I think that's where he's like, shoot, shoot.
We ran out of juice. Everybody was like tired or something, not feeling well. And we got to midnight, 12:30, and it was like, okay, I could have kept going because we were smoking cigars, and I don't know, that kept me up forever, but. I felt like if everyone was pumped up, we could have went another 2-3 hours easy.
We should have like caffeine, more caffeine.
More! Do like coke, lines of coke everywhere.
Yes!
Like blow hookers and blow.
Exactly.
Or blow first, then the hookers.
Right.
And then more blow.
And midgets.
Midgets too.
Midget hookers. With the sombrero and nachos
salted
with the cheese in the top.
Yes. Preferably heated.
Now we think about these
battery
things.
Operated heaters, so the salt, the cheese dip is melted.
Going. See? We patent that? Is that a thing? Like my dollar bill
until
gun?
Someone catches on fire and then they die.
But they sign waivers.
Oh yeah, good point.
You know,
it's all about the waivers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like Willy Wonka and a chocolate factory. Mm-hmm. You have that big thing on the wall and you can't even read it.
Etc. Etc.
Yeah. It all works out. Yes. So what else am I mean really? So we what else happened? We got a new welterweight champion.
We did.
Right? Tyron Woodley beats Robbie Lawler in, a minute and a half?
Yeah, like thunk it.
Something pretty quick.
Robbie looking a little different this time around, noticeably. I don't know if I didn't hear any news about injuries or anything weird, but
really
I'm
going
to have to go ahead and say that maybe, he may be one of those guys who decided to forego previous vitamin cocktails.
Are you implying the man is on steroids?
Hey, man, I'm not saying he is or isn't, but I'm just saying.
There was a marked difference in his body type, and we're going to mention it every time we see it. And there was one. Mm-hmm. One way or the other.
He's like Johnny Hendrix, who just hurts my feelings now.
Yeah.
He's turned into, like, the whole different person.
Well, do you think it was the wars that Lawler's been in that hurt his performance, or something else?
Well, it's probably a little bit of both, but I would say that most likely he's not on the gear anymore, as they call it, whatever cocktail they were
waving accusations around.
Dude, I'm just saying, man,
I love it.
What's next? BJ Penn's going to test positive.
You already did trying to cheat with an IV and
I know. They're all on something.
They
have to be. I mean, you can't perform like this. I think the fight night's fine, but I'm talking about the training leading. It's impossible to be training like this,
I know.
So.
And then what's next for these guys? You look at, I think Woodley's calling out GSP.
Yep.
Nick Diaz.
I don't think he should touch Diaz. Is a bad fight. I don't know why the fuck he would call out Nick Diaz.
He's trying to think, I think he wants the money fight, right?
Sure.
What's the most?
GSP is the safest bet for him. Diaz is that's a lot of trouble for Woodley. He's not going to be able to take him down, and Diaz will box his ass up, and then what? What's going to happen? He's going to melt that guy, and then he's going to go, what happened? I don't know. Same thing that happened to Cowboy Cerrone when he fought Nate. He just melted him,
Well, he's in a weird spot, because I'm I don't know if I want to watch a Tyron Woodley versus a Nick Diaz or Woodley versus a GSP. I don't know who I want to watch him fight.
They could redo the Condit thing, but the Condit loser.
Well, Condit's still fighting Maya.
Oh, yeah.
And see, that one wouldn't hurt my feelings. Winner of that fight against Woodley. Because I want Maya to get a fucking title shot.
Yeah.
So
that's bad news for Woodley, too. Maya versus Woodley. Can you imagine Maya getting a belt after all this time? Finally.
He could.
Now's his chance.
I mean, because Condit's going to have a rough night with Maya. Mm-hmm. I mean, they just made it 3 rounds go to 5 rounds. Ooh. So I don't know if that favors Condit a little bit from the cardio standpoint, because you have seen Maya gas out a little bit. But Condit's takedown defense is shit. And Maya will take you down, and then you're going to be playing jiu-jitsu with Maya mm-hmm. for 5 rounds. So... how's that going to work out?
Yeah, how'd you like my mouth?
You like it? I don't know.
Yeah. We'll see.
So, speaking of GSP, there was a story John Donahue came out with. He was talking about, I want to say it was the Nick Diaz fight, that GSP had the perfect training camp and everything was 100% perfect. And then I want to say it was the night before he drank some tainted watermelon juice.
Okay.
And was like deathly ill, barely was on weight at the weigh-ins.
No, there was a scandal, right? Supposedly he didn't even make weight, according to Nick. The scale was fucked up, right? Like it was pound over, but not really. But then it was weirdness.
So apparently he was like super ill, and that's why he didn't have the best of performances. And then I want to say that Nick Diaz was saying that someone tainted one of his drinks. Mm-hmm. So there was a whole... I don't know why all this is coming out now. Is this a prelude to the Nick Diaz versus GSP rematch, maybe?
It's the aliens, man.
He's coming off the suspension. Nick is back, and GSP, awful lot of talk of him wanting to fight. Mm-hmm. Is he coming back? Is GSP coming back now? Is this confirmed or what?
Not confirmed, but when Dana says it's not happening, it's probably happening.
It's already a done deal. So I checked the USADA website. He has not been drug tested yet, so he's not back in the pool.
Has he got the Brock Lesnar exemption?
He should, if they're doing it the way they did it for Brock. GSP should get the same exemption because he was not in the pool when USADA was around. He got out right before it. And that worked out real well for the UFC when Brock Lesnar. Mm-hmm. We still don't know like what's happening with Brock, what's happening with Jon Jones, what's happening with Lilo de Machida. Mm-hmm. I think they just removed all three of those guys from the rankings and the pound for pound list.
I didn't know that, but wow, that was quick.
So something must be a coming.
Melvin Guillard just tested for some shit too, right?
Yeah, it wasn't a performance-enhancing drug, but he got a year of suspension and I think a $10,000 fine.
Probably coke.
I thought he had some issues with that in the past.
Yeah, it sounds like it might be.
Maybe.
All good.
Maybe. It's all good.
Let's get a little bump before I get out there. Let's bump it up.
Hey, a year is all right. Well. Fight in Texas, right?
They'll let you fight on anything there, right?
Probably. What else you would talk about?
Well, let's talk about Joe Rogan for a minute.
Okay.
It has been said and rumored that he will no longer be announcing for the UFC. Now, that's been confirmed not true. He has re-signed for a year, although it will be at a reduced schedule.
Yeah.
So, how do you feel?
I'm glad he's still around. I feel like we're at this weird spot with mm-hmm. the UFC where, you know, Joe's probably going to be gone in a year.
Mm-hmm.
I would imagine Dana White will probably be gone in a year also.
Okay.
But the question is, who's just going to step in to fill those roles?
Not Brian Stan.
No. Absolutely not.
I love you, Brian, but not you, please.
Great analytically, yes. But he has no emotion. No. I don't need a fucking robot telling me what's happening. Or he doesn't even tell you what's happening. He's going to tell you about their training and... Mm-hmm. Blah, blah, blah.
Not Kenny Florian.
No.
Not.
Or you could take, can you still steal Jimmy Smith from...
Doubtful. But you never know if the money's right.
You need someone with emotion. That was the
Joey Diaz.
Yeah, this cocksucker. He couldn't make
fucking
it through
Momo
two sentences
coming out in his fucking cross,
fucking swearing. It's blue cheese or go fuck yourself. Fuck.
Yeah.
No. Daniel Cormier, Frank Mir, like those guys. Even Stefan Bonner was decent when he was doing the WEC.
Cormier could do the job.
Nope. He still got a fight though.
Yeah. Right? We'll see. He's got another year. I'm sure he'll do the big events, and it's not the same without him, you know, obviously, but at the same time, I don't really watch every event anymore, so it's kind of like...
No, I mean, you got to pick and choose. I think it's like the numbered events are still worth watching to some extent, mm-hmm. and...
Oh, yes. Nate Diaz, Conor McGregor.
Yeah, that one's coming up. We'll talk about that, I think, next week.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Because it's weeks away. They've been doing a lot of press, right?
They got some cool promos out there, like that one that from the was it the Halo soundtrack thing? Did you see that?
I didn't see that one yet.
I posted it on our Facebook and our website. Yeah, it's good. Some real creepy kind of like a thing. Should be good, man. And they had that Nate was on the Jimmy Kimmel show. Mm-hmm. You see that shit?
Yeah.
Fans are talking all this smack, and then here he is. He's like,
"Whoa,
hey, whoa, it's you! Don't kill me." Yeah.
You're the best.
Yeah. I haven't seen much of Connor, though. Like, he's been kind of around, but not really, not as before. So he must have negotiated something. Cause
yeah.
It's definitely dialed back.
Now Nate's got to step up and do his job. That's what it seems like. It's just, it's tough for both guys. I wish they didn't have to do all this press, but it seems like now everybody's going to be doing a shit ton more. I don't know if that's new ownership already. Getting their fingers into everything. Like, okay, you guys are doing movies. You're doing this. You're doing that.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
We'll see. We'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
What are we talking about? I lost track.
You were talking about Joe Rogan.
Yeah, I'm done talking about him. Fuck him. Anyways. I got something interesting.
Sure.
So, Brandon Vera, and this is all music. Did you see this? He's doing some sort of show... Or something. I just saw this preview a couple days ago. I'm not sure what it is exactly, but he's doing a lot of like this collie shit.
Doing some knife fighting.
Knife
there.
Fighting and combat training type stuff. And apparently, this is going to be a show. And I think I heard rumors it might be on Netflix coming up. So he returns from wherever he was back.
One FC.
He's going to take over the world.
He's gonna win the belt in both divisions,
yeah,
Ingo.
Right. That's right.
Until I run into Tim Sylvia, he fucks me up at heavyweight, and I'm never the same fighter again.
Yes.
So now I'm gonna knife fight people.
Well, yeah, but I thought it was pretty cool because you know, like he seems like he's kind of got a little bit of background in this shit. So, I always wondered. My question for you was on this, like, you know, I think we have some guys who are doing this stuff at Compritos and previously as well. Like, do you think this works in the streets or is it all bullshit?
I've never been in a knife fight. I don't want to be in a knife fight.
No.
All I know is you're going to get cut
in a
if you're
fight.
In a knife fight.
Guaranteed.
It depends, because here they're showing videos. He's got a knife, too.
Mm-hmm.
How often are you in a knife fight?
With a knife?
Have you ever had... Has someone ever pulled a knife? You said someone pulled a gun on you before.
Multiple times, yes.
Knife? No one's ever pulled a knife on me.
I can't... No, I don't think so. That would be weird, I think. If somebody put,
I'm
like,
I'd
really?
Run away,
what are you doing? Yeah.
Unless it's a situation where I have to...
Yeah.
Take care of it. It's obviously like you follow the Bass Rutten school of
like,
knife fighting.
Really?
Pick up
knife?
A bar stool and create some distance,
yeah.
Or else I'm gonna fucking push kick you and hope the push kick knocks you on your ass and your knife goes flying. But otherwise, my ass would be running. There's no sense to fight a knife. You ain't gonna win.
Uh-uh.
You're getting cut.
Yeah.
So, can you win a knife fight? No. Don't be in it if you can avoid it. What else we got? USADA increasing their drug testing.
Mm-hmm.
They said they're going to do 700 drug tests this past quarter.
Wow.
I just dove back into it. They've done 1,146 tests this year through August 3rd.
Holy shitballs.
And I was thinking, you know, we have these new owners in. The way to get out of the drug testing and still look like you're doing your job. Why don't you help the fighters develop a...
Better drug?
No.
Yes.
MMA union and claim Yeah, fucking union does not accept USADA, so we're going to have to scale back the drug testing, but I think that's a way they can save face. They can't just come in and say, fuck USADA. I mean, I would do that. I don't have a problem with that, but I think if they said, hey, we're going to do a union, we're going to help these guys because they need some sort of representation.
They do, either way. I mean, yeah. They really do.
And then that would be a way to easily pawn it off, say, hey, the union is pushing back on all this drug testing, so we're going to get rid of USADA, go back to the athletic commissions. But I don't know. Hopefully something changes here because we can't just keep going down this path. I think another guy got flagged recently, and another guy with 2 years, Chad Mendez, is 2 years for whatever, fake skin cream, HGH.
They're all on something.
They are, and maybe that's where I should ask the question now. I mean, why do we even drug test athletes in sports? What's the reasoning behind it? Don't we want to see the best of the best and what a human body can actually do? And I was looking at the Olympics, and I still don't understand. You know, that's when you had probably, you know, that's... Is it the purity of the sport? Like, is that why we're trying to drug test everybody to death? I don't understand.
I think that's the belief, but I'd say that's probably a false assumption because, was it Victor Conti? I remember on the Rogan podcast or some other podcast saying that there was a time in the Olympics he was referencing particularly where the times actually never got much better from then and now. So he was saying, like, really... human beings have always taken performance-enhancing drugs of some form. Like 30 years ago, a lot of the things or whatever in certain sports haven't really changed all that much. And at the end of the day, what do you want to see? You want to see the best of the best naturally? But what about, they have creatine and all this fucking pharmaceutical crap that's legal now. They didn't have that 30 years ago. So how much does that actually help? Is it mental? Is it physical? I don't know, probably both because of the placebo effect. But... So you could say that about any sport, you know, the balls are different in baseball, you know, I mean, you can keep going on and on and on. I think they didn't they not allow black people to play baseball for a long time? Right? Mm-hmm. I think there was maybe basketball was one of them too. I don't know. They had that. So you're kind of going like, it's never really fair, but how can you say it's fair because some guys don't have the money that can afford the high end shit so that they're automatically not going to take drugs. So, but the other guys are, so. It's not fucking fair. It's not going to be fair. So just
it's never going to be fair. So why test in the first place? I mean, I don't give a fuck about the purity of the sport. I want to see the best of the best.
And Vitor Belfort!
Yes! I want to see, you know, just from the human standpoint, how far can you push your body? You know,
maybe they were trying to avoid that, Matt. Maybe that's the reason.
Under doctors, but that caveat, though, under doctor supervision, like let's do it on a healthy level and not kill ourselves in the process. Because you can go too far. You can take too many steroids, too much EPO. But let's find that point of where can you push it to. People aren't fucking dying from it, but I want to see the best product available, and that's where I go to the point. Because now you're flagging people for. Caffeine or whatever stupid shit, DHEA and Leota Machida and
really
tainted supplements. You know what? Just stop. You know, let's see the best of the best. Let's go to the Pride days. You know,
the steroid.
Right. And I don't accept the argument of people dying. Yeah. Like that was, I think the UFC was afraid. Oh, someone's gonna die and they're on steroids. Never happened at Pride, right? How many
Someone
people
died?
No, not from fucking being juiced to the titties. And those guys were over the top with how much juice was flowing through. Look at look at Wanderlei Silva when he's jumping up on the top of the fucking ring and all jacked up his mind.
Veins on his head.
Yes, cock veins everywhere.
Yes.
Okay, come on, man. So I don't get it. I mean, the Olympics. How much greater could they be if everyone was on something?
Well, I don't know. They probably are all.
I know,
something.
And how can you have Michael Phelps? He's 31. I think he just said he won his 19th gold medal
for the team relay or something today.
Yeah, the 400 free relay.
Yep.
You telling me that guy is not on something?
I don't know.
Not on something? Come on.
Maybe a little weed.
And then that's fine. Whatever. Who cares?
High as fuck swimming in that pool.
Yeah. You gotta be on something. Yeah. That's like you know, the, what do they say, the distance runners, right? You get all fucking high and then.
Oh, I saw the thing. There's a guy who runs the 4,000. He's like 41 years old or something. He's the top 4,000 meter relay guy or something. Uh-huh. I'm like, how's that guy doing that? Curious. Running against 18-year-olds and beating their ass. That's weird. Don't you think?
I wouldn't say your athletic peak. I guess it depends what sport you're in, but. You know, when you say in football, what is it, a running back by the age 30, you're pretty much done?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think the average lifespan of a running back is like 1.5 years or something. So I think the mid-20s is kind of where they say is 25, 26, you know?
Yeah, I think it's sport dependent. But, sure. I mean, you're looking at, I mean, in MMA, like the heavyweight division, you're probably 36, 37. And,
depends on the
you know, you have the outliers and Dan Henderson. You had Randy Couture out there. You mm-hmm. Fucking, what's his name, still wants to fight. That's 52.
Dan Henderson?
Herschel Walker.
Oh, Herschel Walker.
Ken Shamrock, I mean.
Sure. The Nolan Ryans, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, they're all those guys were on something.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it goes back to the point of, who cares?
Well, they got to regulate somehow, and it's, I think they're doing, they're, it's like a, it's like a price of admission, I guess, by saying we're going to test you.
Yeah.
At least it'll weed out most of the people from fucking around too much, most likely, but probably not. I don't know.
So. Yeah. Well, I think the testing that makes sense is make sure you're not drunk, you're not high, you're not on like amphetamines or cocaine. Maybe you should be. I don't know. Maybe that should be allowed.
Oh my God.
Maybe we should just open it to everything. See what.
Bring your best.
See what the human body can fucking do.
Oh my God.
And then we'll find out, hey, that guy went too far. We shouldn't go that far. I mean, we gotta dial back just a little bit.
Can you imagine, like, Rogan or Boss Rudin would be better, just listing, well, this guy's got a nice little cocktail of a little bit of EPO, some testosterone, a little HGH, got a little couple of lines of Coke, and he's ready to go.
Yeah.
Looking good. Looking sharp.
Let's see what happens. Yeah. I'm okay with this. Let's try this.
Special cocktail.
I think the Ryzen experiment over in Japan, right? We're doing that open weight tournament. We got mm-hmm. that Vanderlei Silva, Crow Cop. Now there's a rumored fight between Fedor and I think Crow Cop supposed to happen in September?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
The Crow Cop, who looks huge right now.
And we had, speaking of all this steroid talk, Shane Carwin. Throwing his name back into wanting to come back to fight.
Okay. Back's all healed up?
Apparently.
I know he had back problems or something, right?
Yep. That'd be interesting. Would you, if he comes back, who would you like to see a Shane Carwin fight?
Shane the Carwin.
Are you going to Frank Mir him in the first fight? Kill Frank Mir?
No. Yet again? I don't know about that. I like Shane versus...
Try to fight Junior Dos Santos to get the redemption.
That would be
fucking
one.
Fucking red skulled him that time.
Junior, you can't do Kane. You can't. You're gonna have to do somebody a little lower.
Yeah,
tier.
You're gonna have to go on a lower 10.
Like a Mark Hunt.
Well, I don't know if Mark's ever gonna fight again in the UFC.
Hey, fucking fuck the UFC, motherfucker! And stick a needle in their ass. Yes, slightly salty.
Fuck those guys.
Cheetah fucker.
Like, what the fuck? Like, he went so
maybe he was
off.
Drunk.
No, he went so off on the MMA Hour. I'm surprised he hasn't been cut already, but there's a line, and then there's a Mark Hunt line. Like, he went so far past, I don't feel there's a coming back from that guy.
Well, he doesn't say much, though. So maybe he's saving up his words, and now he's using them all. So.
He fucking went so... that was the most epic go-off I've ever heard from a fighter against their employer ever.
Oh, speaking of the epic, did you see the guy from over the weekend, the Japanese guy? He's talking about fucking my bitches and all this. Like,
well, that was the same guy who, thank you, my bitches!
Yeah.
The first time he won in the octagon.
That was him.
Nice.
Some characters out there. But you wouldn't expect this out of Hunt, but obviously very upset.
Well, I think it's the third guy that, and especially in this case where the circumstances, he knew going in, Mark Hunt, that he's probably fighting a juiced up Brock Lesnar, and then he loses, and then finds out, oh yeah, he did test positive for something, so. It's like enough. I mean, I made $700,000, I think, from that fight, but he's like, fuck it, release me. And I want to say he turned down a random drug test, too. He's like, what the fuck? Why? Why am I going to take a test? Mm-hmm. You're not even stopping the guys from fighting me. And I want to say there was a report one of the MMA websites put out that said they USADA did not expedite Brock Lesnar's drug test. When they could have, and I think it would have only cost them $30 to a couple hundred dollars to expedite it. And for any guy that you probably wanted to expedite because you gave him a fucking exemption in the first place, might have wanted done that guy. Might have, if you want a clean sport.
They don't want a clean sport.
Well, let's fuck the charade. Why are we playing the game? You know,
people trying to make that money, man.
Just USADA.
Doesn't make sense. They got to pull that money. He's got to fight first, then they get the payday.
Yeah, but if you lose all your talent, then what? I mean, you don't have a sport anymore if all your top guys are gone. Remains to be seen. So, are there some new rules, Ingo? What's going on?
Something about regulatory bodies. I forgot all about this now. You were talking about it earlier. Grounded fighter... That whole playing the game bullshit, they're going to get rid of it. Now you have to have, what, two hands?
Both palms or fists on the ground to be considered a grounded fighter. Otherwise, you're getting kneed and fucking kicked in the head. I like that.
Mm-hmm. And then there was a, you can now do the whole liver, the what do you call that? The heel
kicks to the kidneys,
yep. So, which probably wouldn't affect you much. You only got the one, so. You'd be all good. Yours is probably in the middle now, so it's like it's
you don't
shifted.
Know which one. Yeah. Just work out one for me.
And then they're talking about putting the word damage in the scoring criteria.
Were they going with impact or damage? I thought they were trying to. They wanted damage, but they had to change it to impact.
Oh, I don't know. This thing that I wrote down said damage because John McCarthy kept talking about damage, and you had linked me to some interview about where he was on talking about scoring, which was really interesting. What show was that on? Do you recall?
No.
Was that the Joey Diaz?
The Joey Diaz podcast.
That's really good. If you Google John McCarthy, Joey Diaz, there's a good like 20 minutes or so. He's talking extremely detailed about scoring and how some of his views on it. And there definitely needs to be something that they do along that.
Yeah, there's something in this new rule change that affects how they're going to start scoring. It sounded like you will get more 10-8 rounds.
Oh, really? Okay.
And then one of the other things was extended fingers. So now if you're coming at a guy John Jones style, you're going to get warned, and then it's going to be a foul. So John's not going to be able to do that bullshit anymore. Well, which he never should have been able to do in the first place.
Yeah, it's some shit. And some other guys started picking it up, too, and it's bullshit.
Yeah. Every John Jones fight.
Yep. You may never see him again.
And you can grab the clavicle. Whatever the fuck, what does that even mean? I don't understand the clavicle grab. Is this
like
a move?
The Spock move?
Right. he just passes out, shits himself.
That'd be sweet. Like loses this guy's all like pissed off and just kind of goes, drops.
Those are some good movies, though, the new Star Treks.
Yeah, I've seen the first one. I haven't seen the others. Good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Whatever this new version was.
Yeah. Oh, it's by the... One guy who did...
Abrams?
Yeah.
J.J.?
J.J. Abrams.
There we go. So you're on top of the game today. Sorry. I don't think I have anything else. I think that was it.
Me neither. I got news? Some knowledge, but I'll save it for later.
Okay. Let's do some Ask the Nuts.
Please.
I already asked that question. If you could remove one loss from your favorite fighter's record, what would it be?
Oh. Gee. I already know.
Hmm.
I don't want to see Chuck Liddell get KO'd by Rashad. Yeah, that was brutal. I think I'd like to see that one be gone.
Or that GSP beat down on BJ Penn.
That too.
That one.
Those two are bad.
I enjoyed that one.
Which time? I think he beat him down twice, didn't he? The first one was a close.
I feel like he won the first round in their first fight, and then GSP came back for the second.
Yeah, that's it.
I'd take Ridge Franklin's, Anderson Silva's losses.
Good point.
I erase those from my memory.
Yes.
I'd take both of those away. You just could never get that clinch solved. It was hurtful. Mm-hmm. I want to hurt my feelings.
That was a tough one.
That's what I got. Katie Christensen asks, says, hey, Nuts, let's say the UFC splits back up into the promotions they bought, and the fighters go back to the promotions they originally came from. So Strikeforce gets Cormier, Lawler, Diaz, Rousey, etc. WC gets Faber, Aldo, Pettis, and Cerrone.
Dominic Cruz.
Would the UFC be the shittiest promotion? Would they have the least talent?
No, I'd say they're still pretty stacked in the middle and upper weight classes, but the WC was always one of my favorites. I love that. And Strikeforce right now, there's some serious champions that have come over.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's weird. So, but that was really one of those like.
Well, they had women's MMA, which the UFC didn't have, and then the WEC. I think they always had exciting fights because they had such a small cage. Like you have smaller fighters, smaller cage, and action nonstop, and that's when it was fun.
Well, the one thing I didn't like about Strikeforce was there was no competition, you know. So it was kind of like you had the best guy and then or girl, and there was everybody else. It was kind of they didn't have enough competition. So
except the heavyweight tournament, remember when they did that?
That was good.
That was fun.
Yeah, that never finished though, did it? Right?
No, Cormier won that.
Oh,
because he stepped in.
It took a while.
Someone got injured, and then he came in.
That's right.
I think he fucking flipped Josh Barnett around.
Yeah, that's right.
But that was fun. You had everybody in there. Arlovsky, Hunter Tanoff, Barnett. I can't remember everybody else. Maybe Overeem.
Overeem was in it. Yep.
But that it was like, what the fuck's going on? We're having a tournament.
Was Bigfoot in it too? He was.
He might have been.
Yeah.
A while ago.
It was.
It's like trying to drop. Here's these fuzzy memories and go,
yeah.
Like, it was epic. It probably wasn't that good.
No, it wasn't. It was.
But that's where Cormier belongs. He belongs at heavyweight. I still will stand by that statement.
Yeah.
I don't know if we answered the question there, but we answered something. It's Wall on Twitter asks, if Nate beats Connor again, is I'm still not surprised, motherfuckers, his best post-fight line. Any better ideas?
Any better ideas? I'm still not surprised, motherfuckers. Maybe that would be good. I feel like he'd come up with something else witty. He's good like that.
Yeah, he's much, I think, wittier than his brother. He's much better at the interviews than his brother. His brother is just... So I was trying to listen to a couple of Nick Diaz interviews. He's just too bitter. Nate has... The sport hasn't tainted Nate yet.
No.
I feel like the sport... And you got to look at Nick's, you know, experience with all the athletic commissions and how much money they've taken from him. And, like, it really, come on. Like, it just served 18 months, which is, didn't they give him a five-year for weed? And then it got reduced to 18 months, and then they stole, what, $75,000 or a shit ton of money? But, again, weed, and something he shouldn't be getting in trouble for.
No, he has a prescription, right?
Right. So you can see his bitterness. Like, he's so soured, and Nate doesn't have that. So hopefully Nate can... unfortunately, he's going to lose this next fight, but I got to save that discussion.
That's not going to happen, Matt.
The funny thing is so many people are still, like, going down that Nate train. Well, Nate's got a lot of media to do. Nate does not like media. It's a little bit different this time.
Yeah, I wonder if they're going to do that, because somebody made an argument with me this week that I forgot who it was, maybe one of my neighbors, talking about how the UFC fucking fucked Jose Aldo because they did the Floyd Mayweather thing. Like, they made him do so much press, and Conor didn't have to do much of anything, and just fucking, that guy was so pissed. He wasn't even himself when he fought Conor. So maybe this is a similar situation where you don't really see Conor, like I said earlier, that much around, but Nate's doing all this shit.
Yeah,
how much is that going to affect?
He's doing the Conor circuit now.
Yeah, so how's...
He's the one on Conan. Fucking Conor just phoned it in for his two-minute little clip, and then and Nate goes over to, what, Kimmel, does that.
Kimmel, yeah. He's all over. He's on the webs. We'll see.
We'll save that for next week.
Yeah.
Who is the best at using range during a fight? Is this the most valuable skill, and if not, what is? Pound sign to hit and not get hit.
Range? Dude, I got to say John Jones. He's extremely skillful at using his length. Smart. Intelligently, I should say.
Wonder Boy is pretty fucking good.
Yep.
Machida.
Machida was good back in his heyday.
He was in the karate heyday, right? Mm-hmm. Like, he's in-out.
Yep.
People couldn't figure that out.
Nope.
Is that the most valuable skill? I don't know if that's the most valuable skill. It's good.
Range.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think, like, what is the most valuable? I'm leaning towards cardio at times being
cardio
probably
important.
I don't know if it's the most valuable, but fuck. What else am I going to choose?
I'd say I like adaptability, and I got to pick John Jones again for that.
Fight IQ.
As much as I hate him, yeah. He just guys who can change their game plan because you see it all the time. People come in with one game plan,
yeah.
And then they go, well, this is not working. Well, fuck. I guess it's over.
Right.
You know?
He also takes it to another level where he beats you at your game.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So and I don't know that he always has a firm game plan. I think they come into the whole be water kind of approach. Like, let's see what they bring, and then we'll adjust. You know, so I think that's huge. But cardio, definitely. I mean, if you got no cardio, you're fucked.
Yeah, you see guys melt. I mean, you look at who's successful with cardio. I mean, that would be the Diaz's. Mm-hmm. You could throw a Bisping in there, right?
GSP,
now he's a champ.
Was
right?
Great with cardio. GSP.
Benson Henderson for the longest time when he was running Supreme for a while.
Mighty Mouse.
Mm-hmm.
Cardio for days.
It's like you see these guys after the fight and they're not even breathing heavy.
It's like,
what the fuck?
Yeah.
So.
Cardio's important.
Yes. Describe the specific circumstances when an interim belt should be offered. Pound sign, interim rape train.
Yes, interim rape train. It should only be when the current champion fails to take a fight within 12 months for whatever reason. I think 12 months is the cutoff for me. A year.
Have an interim and not a stripping. Because let's go back to Dominic Cruz. How long was that fucker out? Like 3 years?
Yeah.
And then they finally stripped him or did something. And like interim belts. I just feel like the belts are shenanigans at this point.
Oh,
I don't
sure.
even feel like we need them.
Nah.
I mean, it's more of, I think the UFC likes it as a selling point as, hey, as a champion and champion a title fight. And I don't know if the fans care that much. I think it's more of what the UFC wants and maybe your pay dictates it being important because as a champ, I'd imagine you're getting pay-per-view points.
Oh, yes.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
That might dictate why you want to be it.
They could just run tournaments. That would be cool, too. Like, do seasons kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, 1 year is a season, and then they run it back and kind of reshuffle. I don't know.
Pride.
Yeah.
Do your pride event. Maybe the new ownership will try something different, right?
I hope so.
You have the name. You can fight overseas. Let's do some cool shit. Would you rather pound sign Trump train or pound sign Ingo rape train?
Whoa. That's craziness.
I think the Ingo rape train.
Ah,
see, it's not even the Matt rape train anymore.
No, it's
Ingo.
It's now turned into my rape train. Sweet.
Speaking of which, who are you going to vote for? Trump or Hillary? We were talking about this before.
Oh, God. I don't know, dude.
Gary Johnson.
Yeah. I have my trial. Yeah, I don't even know.
I can't vote for you,
dude. I don't think Trump's serious. I feel like he's still fucking around.
Maybe he's a plant to get Hillary to win.
Could be. She scares me. She scares me so much. Like literally, I think she might be worse than what's the guys with the fake
Hitler.
Heart? No, a little better than Hitler.
Okay.
God, what is his name? He has the fake the heart thing.
Dick Cheney.
Yeah. That guy's creepy.
Oh, yeah, he's
I think
the vampire.
She's worse than that. Like, I feel like there's... And the other thing is I was talking to somebody about this a couple days back. This might, from in my lifetime, these are the two worst candidates ever in my lifetime to run for election.
Of course.
They're the fucking worst. How the hell did they even both end up there? It doesn't make any damn sense. Is it that bad? We have nobody else, you know? Come on.
It's cheat and money. That's
arrogant
how they got
prick.
There.
pretty much, like, pompous ass.
He knows how to work with people. He knows how to play the game, and he's got the money.
Yeah. He cracks me up, but I don't want him running our country, you know? I'm like, no, thank you.
Gary Johnson.
Yeah.
Some third party, hopefully. And they can't even get into the stupid debates, which is unfortunate.
Never going to happen.
Ryan Smith asks, can the UFC still do Holly versus Ronda 2 now that Holly has lost 2 in a row?
No. Not right now. Makes no sense.
No, Holly's got to get a win, and we still don't even know if Ronda's coming back. I mean, fuck, where are we at? The year plus?
Yeah, not a peep out of her.
Nothing. And still, let's keep with the same training camp. And I forgot to mention that Jake Ellenberger left Edmund Tavarian and that.
Okay.
Glendale Fight Club, and he ends up getting a win. Kind of shocking, huh? You leave, you win. You stay, you lose. Ryan Smith asks, out of these number one contenders, some of them yet to be confirmed for a title shot, who do you see winning the belt? TJ Dillashaw.
No.
Jose Aldo.
Yes.
Khabib.
No.
Nurmagomedov. He's too injury prone.
Yeah,
he could stay healthy, possibly.
Yeah.
Juliana Pena.
No.
I think she could. I think the women's division is so open that anybody can beat anybody on any given day.
You're saying the women are open, Matt?
They are very open.
Nice.
Wonder Boy.
Ooh, I could, but will be tough.
Yeah, I think he can. Dan Henderson.
He could.
He will.
He could.
Same fashion he did it before.
Thing. That's crazy.
And Michael Bisping's already slinging mud, saying he's probably going to juice up. That guy, he can't even get juice off his brain, Michael Bisping.
I think Bisping should just juice.
That'd be the funniest thing if he was the biggest juicer in the UFC, but he was just the best at not getting caught.
Well, it sounds like they could both retire after this fight, right? So why don't you
possibly
agree to fucking just to the tits?
Yes. The Rumble versus Glover winner. Can either of those guys beat DC?
Yes, I think they could.
Possible. Yeah. Overeem, yes. And then Carolina Kovalevich. If I can say that
it's possible.
Correctly. It's normal. Mm-hmm. Mike Smith Rivera. If Conor loses again to Nate and then goes down and loses to Aldo, what happens from there? Does he go to 155 or get an immediate title shot? Or do you believe that would be the end of Conor McGregor?
You know, I'd, if that happened, I mean, shit, he'd probably be done.
Three in a row? So he loses to Nate, goes down, loses to Aldo.
It's a good time for them to cut him and re-sign him. For less money.
That's a significant pay cut.
Yes.
You lose three in a row. I don't see that happening. So
be hard.
Yep. And follow up from Mike. Yair versus the Korean Superboy. Who wins? So Yair just won a split decision, which I didn't think was a split decision. It was a weird fight versus Caceres. It was too many flashy kicks and shit going around.
Mm-hmm.
The Korean Superboy, he's on an 8-fight KO win streak. And I want to say it was, what, his last three in the UFC. So I think that one's an anyone-can-win kind of fight.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon Mason, who do you think has a better chance of beating DC, Glover or Rumble? Rumble got close, but he gassed himself out.
I think it's a toss-up.
Yeah. Coin float?
Yep.
And that's it.
Last question.
Knowledge.
All right, I got one thing. So, as you know, the Olympics are happening. Go USA. And I'm not laughing at this particularly, but I just want to show you something because there was a horrific injury that already happened.
All right.
Are you ready for it? This may rival some MMA injuries we've seen. Wait, watch this.
Fine.
Here it goes.
You better break everything.
Oh, it's not looking good.
It's normal.
It's not looking good. See the replay.
Well, how does he?
I think he just landed.
He didn't have enough calcium. Ow.
Oh, God. That's brutal. I mean, he just literally.
I'm so desensitized it didn't even affect me.
Yeah. The leg went like that. Not good.
Should we post that? Can I post that?
You want to?
Maybe.
I think you can.
I'll just post the image. So if you don't want to look, turn away now. I'm posting this the broken leg.
I'll forward it to
you. I won't do the whole video.
You can.
But
it's on Facebook, so I mean, I don't know. Whatever.
I will post this next video. So
you have another one?
Speaking of my favorite fighters and stuff. Have you seen Chris Cyborg's sweat?
I do not believe I have.
Hopefully my shit will open up here, Ingo. Computer is non-functioning. Ugh. Bringing this show to a crashing halt.
Technical difficulties.
Hang on. Let's send this over to you.
You're sending it to me?
On the fly. Watch this.
AirDrop?
Yep.
Because
apparently this... Trying to press play and nothing's happening.
Cause is it Instagram?
Yeah.
Sometimes that happens on Instagram. In the meantime, should I sing show tunes?
Yeah, if you want. Because I got to fucking like log into my email.
Okay. I'll give you the play-by-play. Right now, Google's coming up. He's logging into
literally
his email.
Literally signing in.
Huge letters. Lots of wordings.
There's lots of shit happening.
How are you guys doing, by the way? Still with us? There's like three people here, so they don't care. They got fucking shit to do if they're still paying attention at this point. So you're along for the ride. I think there was one episode a long time ago where I remember I forgot the cut or something, and it was like 20 minutes of dead time at the end. It was just black. Yeah. Remember that?
Yeah.
And I was like, why the fuck is this video so long? It's weird. And it was because we forgot.
This shit happens sometimes, yes. Right? Sometimes the mics fuck up and
yes, I'm so hungry right now. I could eat the ass end of the rhino.
Me too, Utah. All right, just sent it. Hopefully you'll get it sometime between today and tomorrow.
Checking, here we go. Loading. Ah, there it is. Instagram. This message has no content. Oh, there it goes. Loading.
Maybe you can play.
We need audios.
There you go.
Oh,
you like the Chris Cyborg?
Dude, there's a lot of sweat in the groin area.
What's wrong? Is that not hot?
I don't know, but that's a lot of sweat in the groin area, Matt.
So the question is, shaved or unshaved? If it's sweating that bad, I like what's going on there.
Probably unshaved and probably, like, gushing.
I feel like I need to be paying money to see this.
What if she's, like, literally, you know, gushing right now? She's just
like so into working out.
Yeah.
That is the wettest I've seen.
But why does it congregate in that particular spot? I do not know.
I don't know.
Or just a gnarly bush and it's just like compressed in there and it's just like
so swole. I love it. I feel like I should have paid money for that one though. So enjoy. And that will get posted. You can thank me later. Spank it.
Where do you find these things?
When I hit the sack and then go to bed. What?
Okay, perfect. Imagine like standing under that, just ripping on your head.
That's fine. Let it rain, Chris. Okay. I am here to visit the Amazon. Enjoy all the wonders of said tropical paradise.
Okay. That has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Ingo Weigold.
Matt Griffith. Facial plans.